It's time for our weekly review of state news, the Wisconsin News Roundup.
New census data released this week shows that household incomes in many of Wisconsin's counties declined in the last 5 years.
And Governor Walker held an economic development conference in northern Wisconsin this week, where he announced the region would receive grants to expand broadband internet access.
Joining us now to talk about those stories and more is Robert Menser, storytelling editor for the Wausau Daily Herald and Gannett Central Wisconsin Media. Rob, welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, first, let's talk about the U.S. Census data that came out yesterday shows household income in Wisconsin is down in, what is it, two-thirds of the counties. Tell us about that report.
Yeah, so this is new data that was just released looking at house median incomes in Wisconsin between 2009 and 2014, and the story is grim. Indeed, two-thirds of the counties are seeing declines. About 25% saw no change, and only two counties saw actual increases in median incomes. So that is not a good economic story. In a lot of cases, there were double digit declines. Almost everywhere lost ground. Milwaukee County had lost 10.3%. The median income there is $43,385. But others, I mean, Kenosha County, Manitowoc County, Juneau County, Jackson County, all lost more than 10%. Vilas County lost 13.3%. So what the census data say is that it does mirror a national trend, but it really puts some meat on the claim that the Great Recession really is having an enduring effect.
So this is a national trend. This isn't a cheese stands alone kind of story. Is Wisconsin typically in line with how the rest of the country, the same kind of numbers there in the decline?
So yes and no, right? It is a national trend, and what it shows is a story that this data shows from 2009 to 2014. So that captures sort of the worst of the Great Recession and the sort of long, slow recovery. And I think it was just this year that that Wisconsin and many other places also reached the number of jobs that were lost, regained that number of jobs. But what it shows is the jobs that have come back. This is true in Wisconsin. And it is true nationally, have been lower paying. They're worse jobs. A small part of this, it would be interesting to break down. We need more detailed data. A small part of it has to do with an aging workforce, that some people, their median, you know, their household income is going to go down as they retire. But I think that the way that analysts see it is that largely this is long-term effects of the recession, and that's a sad story.
And sounds like analysts also saying, can you file this under the decline of the middle class, that heading?
For sure. I mean, this is exactly what we're talking about, right? Median income, sort of by definition, this is middle class. It is worth noting, you know, this hit rural counties and urban counties. It hit Wisconsin's richest counties. Waukesha County is the richest, has the highest median income in the state of about $76,000. And they saw their incomes decline by 7.1%, just like most of the state. So it definitely speaks to the way that the middle class has been affected in the last 5 years. But it is worth saying it's not what the data don't show is some parts of Wisconsin sort of excelling and leaving behind the rest of the state. It's kind of bad everywhere.
Now, a bit of a silver lining on this, and not much of one, but rents. Wisconsin not spending as much on rent as other parts of the country.
That's right, and that is important to sort of middle class prosperity broadly. It is true that was on the whole lower than the national average, less than a third. There is a point at which rent spending becomes so oppressive and burdensome to the middle class that it becomes a real obstacle. That's not Wisconsin's major problem right now. So you can consider that a silver lining. It's sort of, I think that might seem like weak tea to some.
We're talking to Robert Menser right now, storytelling editor for the Wausau Daily Herald, talking about the latest stories from Wisconsin for our Wisconsin News Roundup. And we're switching gears here. Now, the state has announced a number of grants to expand access to broadband internet in rural areas. What do we know about the grants?
Yeah, Governor Walker was in Trigo, Wisconsin on Tuesday in the northwest of the state for the Northern Wisconsin Economic Development Summit. And as one part of this summit, and then also in subsequent days as sort of a swing through some Northwood cities, the governor has announced a number of grants for rural broadband expansion. This follows from $1.5 million that were in the budget, put into the budget to expand these rural broadband programs. So there are some specifics that came out this week, a $70,000 grant in Langlade County, a $100,000 grant to a company in the Northwest called Northwest Communications that's going to do a lot of expansion in the Northwoods, looking at about $500,000 in new grants overall. And the idea, this is sort of a longstanding and incremental process to grow broadband in the Northwoods, but it's there's sort of two parts of it. The first is that expanding broadband, the argument goes, can boost economic activity and can allow people who are in rural areas to start a business, reach people beyond their sort of the borders of their community. And the other big argument is that it bolsters the tourism industry. You know, people might say they want to get away from their email and their Facebook, but by their actual behavior, they really don't. They would rather have access to those things on their Northwoods vacations.
And you've been covering this for a while. How has the limited availability of broadband affected residents and businesses in that area?
We hear this from rural areas. That this is for one thing. I mean, just fundamentally, it's a frustration for residents. There's an argument that it's a solid argument that this has a real economic impact and that having access to broadband boosts the economy. But also, I mean, what I hear most often as a journalist probably is from residents who just feel like they're missing out, you know? So this has been an ongoing issue for sure, and it's sort of a rare bit of bipartisan agreement. We had, just this week, the Assembly Democrats unveiled a slate of economic development bills, that are meant to sort of show what Democrats would do if they were in charge of state government, and they had, you know, some sort of more traditionally controversial policies like raising the minimum wage, but right alongside there is expansion of broadband access in rural areas. So it is something that, like I said, progress has been incremental, but at this point everybody seems to agree that this is an important step into the future for the Northwoods.
So to wrap up, we learned earlier this week that around 15,000 Wisconsin residents were dropped from the state's food stamp program this week. What's the story there?
Yeah, so this is the fruit of a 2013 policy that put new work requirements it applies to able-bodied adults, which translates to adults between the ages of 18 and 50 who are not disabled, who do not have children at home or have other exemptions. There are exemptions for pregnant women, and there are other other exemptions, but when you get down to it, they're looking at about 60,000 recipients that fell under these new requirements, which took effect in this year. After three months, if they are not working 80 hours a week or sort of showing that they are seeking work and, you know, showing the state in some specific ways, that they would lose access. And we saw of these 60,000 or so recipients, this month, Wisconsin State Journal looked at the data and found that about 15,000 had in fact been kicked out of the program.
Now, people who work with food banks have been speaking up about this. What are they worried about?
Yeah, so this is there are Republicans who argue that this is exactly how the program is supposed to be working, and that able-bodied adults who aren't seeking work shouldn't be receiving government benefits. The argument from those who are advocates for those in poverty or food banks is that it's essentially the government is offloading this responsibility onto private food banks, churches, and charities, and that what we're going to see in this season of high demand at food banks anyway is that some of these places might be swamped, and it's going to put additional pressure on them.
Robert, thanks a lot for joining us.
All right, thank you.
That was news editor Robert Menser helping us recap the biggest headlines from around the state this week for our Wisconsin News Roundup.